Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Higher Dimension. I am your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and we are on www.bbsradio.com. Welcome, all of you. And tonight I have a wonderful guest. She's back on again, lovely Maureen McGill from the state of Washington. She's an astrologer. Welcome, Maureen.
Hi, Phyllis.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good.
And actually, I'm a tarot reader. I'm not an astrologer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tarot reader. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Close. No Cupid doll. I'm sorry. I'm also suffering from a bit of a cold today, so my brains are a little bit heavy. And and I'm going to ask Maureen to do some reading. So if anyone wants a reading on something, by all means, call in. I've noticed that we've had a lot of rain in your area. Do you ever do forecasts, what's going to happen to an area? Do tarot readings for certain events or weather or things like that?
Well, you know, I haven't done it for the general world, but sometimes when an election is coming up close, I'll maybe take out my cards and take a look and a peek and see what's happening. But we certainly have had our challenges here, and the state is working really hard to help so many people who are having challenges around this flooding that's happening.
Oh, God. Yeah, my heart goes out to them. It's so sad. You know, I just cannot imagine what it would be like to have that scene. But it's all up and down in some of the other states, too. But at any rate, it's wonderful, and I apologize for saying astrology instead of tarot. I don't know where my brains were.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, they get scrambled when I sit on them.
There you go.
Anyway, I wanted to know, what is coming up for, do you think, the nation? Can you do something like that?
I could definitely take a look at that.
Okay.
So I'm going to shuffle my cards here.
Okay.
We'll take a look at what's coming up for the nation in terms of what do we need to see clearly. Let's see
what
that is.
Yes, okay.
So what's coming up for our nation? What do we need to see clearly? So I'm shuffling my cards now, and then I'll make them into three piles.
Okay.
And I'm picking one pile, what's coming for the nation, and this will be kind of general. Well, we got some money issues coming up. That's the first card.
Wow.
Three of Pentacles. What else? We all kind of know that. And we've got some loss around the money, but right next to it is coming home to success. So even though we have these challenges right now, things are trying to work itself out, or they're trying to work things out right now.
Okay.
Because we do have some adversity coming up with new growth at the top, and I believe that's our markets. I think we're going to have some, you know, challenges around markets, which has already happened in a way.
Right.
Justice, it says, maybe some legal things, matters will start to begin to get settled. Let's hope this war will soon
fold its tents and go home.
Right. It says coming also up is putting to rest something, so we really need to put this to rest something. And that's financial. All that spending that these young people have been doing.
Wow.
You know, it says that must be put to rest here. It says that there'll be some offering some kindness in this government now. People are really wanting to work together and to push forward to working more together than they have in the past.
Excellent.
There's been some fear that's been created over in the hot climates, which we know, which we have a war going on over there.
Uh-huh.
And it says that we're working on that and trying to come to some kind of settlements, but it's delayed.
You know? Oh, really? Oh, that I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear. Oh, yeah.
Bring it on, but it's
for New Year's, we're going to have a news piece. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. So, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So it's a lot around financial issues.
It's definitely financial. And, you know, if we kind of talk to our friends in our neighborhoods, you can kind of see how things are tightening up in belts. And, of course,
exactly.
We have mortgage problems that are going on for many, many people. But
yeah, I know that. So, anyway.
So, I picked another card, and it's Knight of Pentacles again. So, it's accountability. It's people taking responsibility for their own accountability now, and that's when working with numbers.
Okay. All righty. Anything specific for, how about me, what I'm doing?
How about Phyllis?
Oh, I just got a call. Okay, let me do that. I got a call today, and I'm kind of fuzzy on what I'm supposed to do, but I was asked by the District of Columbia Foster Parents Program to represent them on TV, Retirement Living Channel, to go on and talk about the Foster Parents Program, et cetera, et cetera, which kind of surprised me.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, well, I can go anywhere and make a fool of myself. That's not a problem.
It says that you'll really help these older people work things out, or something about working things out. It's a nurturing kind of position for you. And there's also some possibilities to financially have some success around that. I can't quite get the word out
around
that as well. It says that there's a gentleman who will help you unleash your creative energies to make that happen.
Wow.
Well, that's good.
That would be great, because that would be lovely to go on. I've done some work on public access TV for doing health care, you know, and giving pointers and stuff. But this would be so much fun, and I would really enjoy that. So I've asked some of the people to feel free to call in and ask to see if they can get a tarot reading from you, because you're so good. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known her for a little while, and she is really good. And one of the other tarot readers that I have, lovely lady, doesn't do her own children, but comes to you, Maureen. Marguerite.
Said
she comes to you to have her family done.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Very fun.
Because of the snow, we didn't get together this week. But we're going to do it Monday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it just got too sloppy up here in D.C., and people just don't know how to drive very well in the snow. So many people come from so many different countries, and it's very, very difficult for people to adjust.
Mm.
Either a lot of rain or snow.
Mm.
And
welcome to December now.
And you know that 2 weeks ago I was still picking figs off of my tree in the backyard.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Isn't it wonderful? And I love fresh figs.
Mm.
But anyway, good. Let's see. So, you said you were having some things that you were going to be doing this coming year, a book, I think.
Yes, actually, I've been working on a book with another co-author. Her name is Nola Davis. And the book is about communication from our loved ones who have passed over and how they communicate. And we've actually been collecting stories from people of all different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it involves their senses of what they pick up around communication from their loved ones. And sometimes it might be an electronic message that comes over the radio with them, or
It might be
a fragrance that they get, or whatever the story unfolds. And we have 9 chapters right now, and working away.
Well, I want you to give your, do you still want more stories? Because if so, please give your information so people can contact you.
Yes, let me give you that. My email address is tarot, T-A-R-O-T, sun, S-U-N, at yahoo.com, and it's yahoo.com. And if they have any stories of communication from their loved ones, that would be terrific.
Yeah, we've had some discussions on that, and I think it's a wonderful book, and I think you indicated that you were guided by spirit to do this. I have read some books, like a gentleman who didn't believe in this form of life after death. I had him on about a year ago, and his son Brian spoke to him. And after his son died, so that he would believe that there is life after death.
Mm.
And the journey that it took, and it was a very moving story. And I'm reading a book now by another author in Australia, as a matter of fact, who believes that she is the reincarnation of Chief Crazy Horse.
Oh,
of
boy.
The Sioux fame. And she's been here to the United States and visited his grave, and the wonderful journey she's had. So all of this seems to be coming out a great deal.
Yeah,
and I find it absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, it seems to be something that people are paying attention to now. They are talking about it, although it is rather funny in collecting these stories. Many of these people have never told their stories before, but somehow...
Right.
Yeah, you know, so this is good.
Well, this is right. And I think many people are made fun of still, or they still think it's something that's evil, or not good, and I'm not quite sure how. Well, yeah, I kind of know that you talk about not getting familiar with spirits who have passed on and so forth and so on, but I think there is so much fear attached with that which is beyond the normal senses, or what we call the paranormal, that people get gripped by it and don't use their own awareness.
Are we fearful? And we're fearful because we don't experience something, or we haven't experienced something, and sometimes it's just being open to it.
Right.
Well, you know, give us the experience not to be so fearful anymore, to read about it or to listen to it. But often we have those gut feelings that are inside of us that we listen to, and we don't even realize that we're using our intuition.
Well, we are, because that's what our Catholic Church calls our conscience, by the way. You know, yeah, that still small voice within.
Right.
And but in the bottom analysis, one has to listen to that voice within, because that is what guides you, and no one else can take the place of that guidance.
Mm. And really, I picked a card on that, and it's Two of Cups. That guidance becomes your friend.
Yes.
That friend can help to guide you in your life.
Oh, yes. And there is a greater activity, I understand, of guides being more open or more...
maybe available
coming
to us?
Yes, thank you. That's a better way of putting it. More available to us, yes. Is this true, that we're moving into that era where our guides are being able to become more insistent in their conversations with us, getting our attention more frequently, and working with us?
I think so, too, and I think that we're just paying attention more to our senses in a way that maybe we haven't before.
Mm-hmm.
And the senses are a way that they can communicate to us.
Well,
and, through
yes,
fragrance or whatever.
Yes. What about the fragrance level about this? What do you know about fragrances? I know
I
smell roses.
You smell roses quite often?
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe there's somebody who, in your loved one, whether it be your mother or maybe somebody you were close to who often loved to have roses near them.
My mother loved roses.
Oh, well, there you go. So she allows that sweet fragrance to permeate for you to know that that unconditional love is still with you, you know?
And then I sometimes smell cigar smoke or pipe smoke. Now, I know my father, who died in World War II and didn't know me, I was told that he favored cherry wood tobacco or something like cherry tobacco.
Well, there you go.
But I don't remember, but I wouldn't know cherry tobacco from any other kind, to be honest with you.
Because wow.
I'm not used to, you know, to pipe smoke. But occasionally I do smell smoke, and I just wonder who that could be. That's just such an odd thing, you know.
Well, it could very much well be him, because, you know, I just picked out the wish card around that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a yes, and that's a yes card that says...
Oh, okay. I think we have a beep. Hello? Could be a visitor?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from Indiana.
Yeah, and your name?
Dick.
Dick, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you.
Good. You have a question for our lovely lady.
I have a question. My wife works constantly, and I'm always worried about her health. And I'm wondering if the stress from work is going to get to her, or she's going to be okay, or she works long hours and just never ends, it seems like.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the cards, what does your wife need to see clearly about her health, and see what those cards say, and what would support her health at this time? And that would give us some positive information here about her health. So I've just shuffled the cards, and now I'll place them in three piles. And I'm picking up a pile. And the first card is she's getting her wish about her life right now. She's taking chances. She's working hard. In the past, she had lots of things that were coming at her fast. It says she's working on things. We know that. And then, actually, she's working a little bit too hard. It says that she feels competition in that. She would like to have a little bit more free time, especially to spend with family and friends. One of the things that might really help her right now is to take some time out to read books. If she likes to read books, this card of books is standing next to her, and that would kind of help her to kind of unfold and relax and to kind of push forward through any loss that she feels about this competition and not having enough time. It says her fears are dissolving about that. She's got the helpers with her on this side and the other side helping her to move forward. She's worried about her parents. I've got a card here that's coming up, especially around her father, that she worries about his health, actually. But it says she's paying attention to her intuition, and she's actually very intuitive as a person. So those are what those magic cards say about
her. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dick. Thank
You're
you for
welcome.
Calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, anyone else who has a desire to know something, by all means, feel free to call. Meanwhile, we're going to chat and see what we can dust off and figure out ourselves to have a wonderful time. yeah, I've decided to put off going down to South America on business, and I think that for this time being that's probably a wise idea.
Yeah.
From all the things that I've seen in the political world.
Yeah, it's a good time for you to
stay home.
Regroup here, and you're moving through some changes in your life, as you know, we've shared on, and
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And
it says you're working away. There you are at the bench, just working away. Queen of Swords, you're good at writing as well.
Yes, I know. I've been tempted to write, and I just, you know, there's this lazy bone in me somewhere.
It says there's just too many directions coming at you, but the star is next to that. You are have just filled with that spiritual light and the Ace of Pentacles. You're just the top at what you do.
Well, thank you. I'm going to see what I can
good.
Do to be of service to others, however it comes about. That's what I do. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm having trouble. I'm holding myself back. There's very clear steps that I have opportunities to take, both in music and in work. And I'm just, you know, really being stubborn and just really grieving over things and having trouble taking the next step and holding myself back. And I would just like any kind of help and moving forward.
Okay, Susan. So I'm going to ask, what would help you to move forward at this time?
And I get such good energy from you that I just felt motivated to call.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So what would help Susan to move forward at this time? What would help Susan to move forward at this time? So I'm going to pick a pile on that. And the first card is just take chances. It's time for you to begin to take chances. It says that there's a country gentleman around you. He's a kind man to kind of help you work on something. I don't know if it's financial or what, or if it's part of school. And it says,
what do you mean by country gentleman? Is somebody from a different country or just somebody who has those niceties?
I think he has the niceties, and he's somebody who's helping you.
Yeah.
And it says that the first outcome is the Six of Cups, and that's children offering kindness or teaching or working with that or being around children. That helps you. It says Four of Pentacles. You've been protecting yourself. In your fears, you just need to push forward. There is a judgment coming for you, which is clarity about how to move forward. It's almost like you'll have that great aha moment. And the outcome is the truth in that, and you'll just keep focused on the work right now. There's a professor around you, a Queen of Swords, lots coming at you with assignments or whatever, and the star is next to that. So your work of study is going to be excellent in the next few months.
Do you see anything about work with children or just the children around me and my family helping to motivate me?
No, I feel like this is around work. These children
A field of work with children might be a good field to go back to work in.
Right.
I like that.
Let me pick three cards on that. Working with children, would that be good? Yes, it says you just need strength right now. There's messages that you're going to get to help you clarify this decision. You're walking away from an old way of being. You don't want to do it the way.
Yes, I am, and I'm grieving it terribly.
Yeah, you're walking away from an old way of being. It says that there's two opportunities coming for you, and to push forward.
Yeah, there is.
And unleash your creative energy. Sometimes you hold back creatively.
Yes.
And all you need to do is unleash that creative side of yourself. And justice, it says, you just trust yourself. You get sad about things. I don't know what you're sad about.
Things I'm letting go of.
Pardon?
Is that financial
issue? Things
issues?
I'm letting go of. Old relationships, right?
Oh, old.
Oh, yes. That can be sad.
Yeah. Let that go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Don't need that anymore.
No.
Moving on to the new. So that's what I get here in the cards. It says you're a studious messenger of hope about things. Just kind of stay focused there. I get it again, Queen of Cups. She's artistic and sensitive and poetic and dreamy and attached to her imagination. So your creative energy will help you move forward out of this stuck place right now.
Okay, thank you. I think this has been a marvelous reading.
Thanks. Good.
You're welcome.
God bless.
God bless.
Thank you
for
bye
calling
bye.
In.
Yes. Okay. Oh, you're so welcome. God bless. Bye.
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 How wonderful. Isn't it nice? It's so good to be able to work with people and, you know, to help them out. And
we all get stuck in our lives at certain times.
Well, we do. We get, because we are too close to what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very hard sometimes to just take that step back and take a long view of it. You can't see the forest for the trees. and sometimes it just needs somebody from outside to say, you know, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's kind of what tarot readers do and astrologers and others do, I think, is just help us.
You know, I did kind of a general reading right now. I said, what would help us most in our life right
okay.
now? And I picked out cards about decisions, that we take on too much about just making decisions on a day-to-day basis. It's like we make it too hard for ourselves.
Yes, we do.
And we also fight in this country, and I just picked this card, which is Nine of Swords with depression. Many people have depression and
yes.
deal with it in different ways, but
right.
but we are working on that in this country quite a bit, I think, our emotions.
Well, I think depression is also happiness.
Yes.
I think, I'm going to paraphrase Mark Twain when he said, we're about as happy as we want to be.
Mm.
And or it could have been, Will Rogers should say that. I think I get the two mixed up sometimes. They're both clever men. And but yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity when we are able to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. And sometimes it's hard because when we face a tremendous loss of family, you know, a close family member.
Right.
And it's like a parent or a spouse or a child, somebody close. It's very hard to release them.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. With whom are I speaking?
Rosemary.
Jeannie?
Yes, Rosemary.
Oh, Rosemary, hi. How are you? And where are you from, dear?
Chicago.
Welcome. How may we help you this evening, dear?
I'm doing very well. I seem to be healing physically. I'm just wondering about the absolute lack of ambition.
The
that
what?
I'm experiencing right now.
The lack
now.
Of ambition that you have?
Yeah.
And you want to know what that block is about, maybe?
Yeah.
Why does Rosemary feel this kind of stuck thing, lack of ambition? Just don't feel like, you just feel like you're stuck. You can't move forward.
No, just don't feel like moving forward. That's the weirdest part. Most of the time I've run my life in full speed and fast forward.
Uh-huh, and that's uh-huh. why you feel that now, because your body has said it's time to take a breather before you run out of the world. You run over the edge of it.
Well, I used to do that frequently on a regular basis.
We don't want you to run off the edge of the world, darling. It's not too good out in space, not without a spacesuit.
So I said, what would help you now around this? It says to study things. Like, you're sad about, did you finish up a job or something recently?
I have my own practice.
You have your own practice. It says that, do you work with people who have sadness then? Because it says working sadness and unexpected.
Yeah, I do a lot of that. Just
yeah.
change your perception of it, and it may seem sad, but when you change your perception, it's just a lesson.
Right.
Yes.
It says that you're really the top in what you do, and you really help others, it says, because Six of Cups and Wheel of Fortune, you have an ability to really help others and take chances with others. You help them with legal matters or justice, it says. Just trust that in that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had some challenges around a relationship or an older person or a man lately?
Yeah.
There's been some challenges there. So maybe that is part of this feeling of no ambition or, you know.
No, I just kind of want to go, oh, okay. I should be out doing this, but I'd rather just kind of go.
Sounds like you feel drained.
Yeah, I feel like I want to go and meditate and fill up.
Yeah, it sounds to me as though you're drained, as though your energy has been, you know, and you're left with an empty tank, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so my feeling is that you need to if you can, take a step back and a deep breath and just do something for you.
Oh, cool. It's like I've needed a permission slip to do that.
And it says it right here. You just need to finish up taking care of everything else. And
right.
next to that is the Star, which is the highest card in the deck.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need to kind of tap that beauty and nature and have
take
that
care
time.
Of yourself first, because if you don't, you're not going to have anything to give to anybody else.
Well,
and you are wiped out. I know what you're going through. I've been there, done that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that you switch to looking at what's good for you, because what's good for you will then be good for others around you.
Absolutely. I mean, my abilities are coming back in and online.
Yes. Yes.
They're more clear than they were before. And
yes.
I'm back to knowing, you know, when the phone's going to ring, who's on the phone, and what the
yes.
situation is. and that was gone for a while. I was just too tired.
Well, yes, because you gave of yourself so much that you left nothing in reserve for you. Nothing.
It says, my cards say change is around you right now and the sun and coming home to success. So light is coming in very close now.
Good.
But you'll start to feel that you're out of that stuck place.
Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh. I put my cards back in the deck. I shuffled them, and what did I pull out? The star again.
Ooh,
so that's hope, faith, and light, and spiritual light and spiritual direction is coming.
Good.
Whenever anybody does a spread on me, that card always shows up.
Well, that means that you radiate that wonderful sun, which is the highest card in the deck, that you are connected to spirit and beauty and light. And you bring that in your life when you go to the grocery store, when you...
No matter what you do, you shine.
No matter what I do. I remember having a spiritual discussion last week in the middle of Joanne's fabric store.
Isn't that fun?
There you go.
You bring that with you wherever you go.
Yes, that is correct.
And there isn't any place that you don't live that, walk that, and breathe that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that Catholic upbringing says, should you be lazy? And no, I couldn't do sloth.
No, you're not lazy, dear. You've just been pulled through, it's almost like you've been pulled through a knothole backwards. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Am I describing it?
Oh, yeah. I think I hit the knothole twice.
Well, in that case, you've got to be good to yourself. Please, because...
Just dissolve around the fear that you have right now.
Let it go.
What?
I'm sorry?
I just said dissolve around any fear that you might have right now. You're moving forward. You're in the light and the beauty.
Oh, thank you so much. I have a great respect for the destructive power of laziness.
Well, that's not a part of who you are, dear. But it is a part of what you need to do to take care of yourself here and now. Okay.
Oh, cool. I may take a yoga class.
Okay.
I want to thank you. I'm glad the stars showed up again. And thank you for all the work and the doors that you open for others to let them see other perspectives and ways of doing things.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Rosemary.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear heart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, wonderful. Isn't it lovely? Isn't it lovely?
Hmm.
Wonderful thing is you can just jump in there and handle that. I tried to do tarot once and it just sort of looks at me and goes, I just don't have the touch at times.
Yeah, well, you have the bouquets that just kind of come in right through your own inspiration and your words, so you make it work that way.
Well, however we do, it's complimentary. I think we all have gifts that we share with each other and supplement each other, which I think is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, besides that, your book, when is it going to be coming out?
Good question. Artist? Well, as soon as we can find a publisher, and as soon as we have that magic publisher. And we're working away, and actually tonight's the night that we work on our book. We're only 3 hours difference than you, so we're here on the West Coast, so we'll be working on it tonight. And got another story came in today. Not for me, but for my partner, so that'll be good to share that tonight.
Wonderful.
Look for that.
So your stories are really about the contact that people make with those of us who are still here, right, after their friends or relatives have moved on.
After they've moved on, yes, mm-hmm. And messages that they get to know that their loved ones are okay and that they are still with them.
Uh-huh. And that is really, pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. It's been good for healing for many people to tell their stories that have never told them before, never validated them before,
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people tend to think that they are crazy, and it's not true that they are. It's they do have these communications from beyond, and I think it's a very beautiful thing too, as well, that happens.
And I think we can all do that, all be open to that, if we just open to that unconditional love place,
I should think so. I would think one could do that. At least, I've had some contact with, as I've shared with you in my lifetime, my mother when she died and others who have passed on. And sometimes I don't know who I'm seeing. don't want to show up? Okay.
There you go.
You don't drink much, so it's okay. You know, you don't have to drink. They don't eat or drink much. It's fine.
Right.
I don't spend much money entertaining them.
Well, you certainly shared a beautiful story of your mother's passing and the wonderful sign that she gave you right there at the funeral. I mean, that was just beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It was lovely. I'm not going to tell it any again because I want it to come out in your book.
Yeah.
So it'd be a nice surprise. When do you think you have that book done, by the way?
Well, our goal was by the first snow in Washington, but that's getting kind of close.
Well, that happened yesterday, honey. You're a day late.
There we go.
Good evening. Welcome to the Higher Dimension.
Hi.
Hi. Who's calling?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you from?
I'm from Bellevue, Washington.
Oh, how wonderful. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You have a question for our lovely lady here, Miss Maureen.
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm having some business opportunities. It's going back to doing more of what I used to do before, and it just feels right to me, and I'm excited about doing it. It's just a little bit here, a little bit there, but I'm kind of wondering if you have some insight into maybe, is that a direction that I am going, I'm kind of coming around to what I used to do, that would be a good thing for me, or is this just sort of to remind me I'm still connected to that world? I just am curious about maybe if you have some insight into what that might mean for me in my life.
Okay, it says that you're really great at giving advice around that old career, whatever that was. It's like you give advice and get advice from that, and it's a kind of celebration as spirit, too, as part of your spirit to be reconnected with that.
Uh-huh.
It says right now you're kind of afraid about some things, maybe about your own work or your own business that you're doing, but by giving that advice, it brings back, or being connected again, it brings back that spirit of happiness and joy and celebration that work really created on some level for you that you don't have in your own work now.
Mm-hmm.
It says in your fears, just have strength. There's an offer coming to you, and the offer is going to come from a businessman. And I think you'll study the numbers or study the figures. It'll also have to do with artistic energy or artistic work.
Mm.
And it'll be an interesting offer that it may be somebody you know from the past, but I'm not sure, or maybe working with younger people on some level.
Mm.
Maybe Phyllis has some insights about that for you.
No. No, I'm not really good on it, on betting on that one. Usually when it comes to business, I do have some good feelings, but with a cold in my head, there's not a whole lot to get through, and I apologize for that.
Oh, that's all right. So I'm going to pick three more cards. It says that things are moving very fast for you right now, and it might seem like there's a lot of different directions coming, but the star is with you, so you're moving into the light of the work that you really should be doing or want to be doing or is in the highest divine light, which is the spiritual light of the star.
Mm.
Even though right now, Five of Wands is near you, which feels kind of scattered, doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that.
Right, yeah, it does. It feels like it's kind of pulling me away from what my business is, but I feel good about that. I mean, I've made arrangements to be away. It worked out well, and there was some kind of support about making it happen that fell into place really easily. And then going to do this work feels really like the right thing for me to do. So I feel excited about it. But it does feel like it's a lot, like I have a lot of things happening at once. It's a lot of managing of my time.
Mm. But it says you're taking out your sword, Ace of Swords.
Mm-hmm.
You're cutting away the old and bringing in the new,
mm-hmm.
and giving advice and getting advice from that. And it says that, I don't know, it just keeps showing that there's this man around you and some change around this man and a message that you might be getting about. the future, I don't know what that is. It may be business, it might be personal. So just kind of take note of that. It's not negative. It's something that you'll go through and be able to understand down the road.
So
but you're moving into a more stable place, including a new home. I feel like you will have a home in not too long.
Oh, really?
Is that something that you've been interested in?
Yeah, for a very long time.
Yeah, I think that's coming for you.
Oh, interesting. So you were talking about this man who's going to bring information. He's somebody that I may already have contacted?
You may not have contacted. He may have contacted you. I'm not sure. I'll ask my cards. Do you know this man? Does Karen know this man? And it says, yeah, family and friends. Somebody who's been around you. And there's an offer coming. It's in the world. It's something that you're going to be offered to do in the world.
Because I consulted with somebody about a week ago. about some business things. Maybe could it be him? That was the first time I met him, but it was so strange because when I went to meet him, it turned out that he actually is associated with some other people that I know that I had no idea there was that intertwining of people. And that made me feel so good about him. It was like, oh, well, I really need to listen to him because he's connected to me in these other ways that I never knew.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a poor, yes, I happen to have to agree with that. Yes, you're right in that assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is correct. That is coming through now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it does say that, you know, it's a financial decision, too. It helps you kind of figure something out financially. So whether it's a better package for you or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, it says it's a judgment. So that means that you're going to know very soon. You're going to have that big aha. I don't know why I pick an airplane, but maybe you're going to be on an airplane. You're going to go, okay, that's it. Now I get it, you know. And it says your wish card is next to that. It'll, things will unfold in a way that's supportive to you. Bringing family and friends together. There's an artistic side of you that really needs to express itself, and that's quite a not happening in the exact work that you're doing, but you're going to go back into that.
Mm. Okay, well, that's very helpful. Good. So I'm going to be flying to go do this work, and maybe when I fly home, I'm going to have a big aha moment about it.
Yeah, let's go for that.
I'd like that. I'm needing an aha right about now. I've been swimming around in lots of different things, so that'd be really helpful to me.
It says that this trip will be nurturing to you. That's the Empress. You'll be nurturing to others, and it'll be nurturing to you. So that's good. Good.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And if you're going to a warm climate, bring it back to the Northwest.
I'll do my best. Because I'd like to have it back up here, too. It's really been kind of cold and rainy and everything. So, yeah. I'd love the sun as well. So I'll do it for all of us. How's that?
Okay. That'll work.
Thank you for calling, Karen.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's wonderful. I just love it when we can get to laugh.
Yeah, this is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I get so much fun out of doing this show. This is one of the reasons why I love it so much, is because we can sit and laugh and we can help people and we can share the joy. It's just...
And I just picked the Magician card. We can unleash our creative energies. And
yes, we can.
And just let it happen. Straight.
Let it all happen.
And offering kindness to others and helping them with choices. That's the key.
Well, that is. It is. It's one of the wonderful ways that we go in this world. And the more I read... the more I feel incumbent that our reason for being here is to help others to get ahead, and that that is what's important in life, what we do for others, our attitude, and greeting each and everything that we do with joy and love and patience, and that that's our basic lesson here, and giving and sharing and loving, and... it keeps getting borne in on me more and more. You know, it's like it. If you repeat it often enough, you'll actually believe it, right? It's most people tend to forget that we have an ulterior motive for being here, not just surviving, but serving.
Right. I just picked the Three of Cups around that. That's bring on the dance.
Bring on the dance.
Bring on. It's the holidays, so let's bring on the dance.
Oh, I would love to. I would love
to. Just put that music on. That'll help you with your cold.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I've been nursing myself along. I've been pushing it for a little while and a little stress. So, by the way, the diet I'm on, and I told my listeners I would let them know how the diet was coming on. I am still losing weight using the GTF Chromium. I am still coming down in weight. It is wonderful. This diet that I'm on. And, I'm going to, you know, go and shake a stick in my doctor's face or something, or pull his ear or something, get his attention that he should have people tested for this. And because if this is what's lacking, then it should be added to their diet so we can lose weight without having to starve ourselves to death or punish ourselves or, you know, chastise ourselves for something that we can't help, which is a lack of a chemical in our body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... At any rate, I've lost about 35 pounds.
Wow. And how much of a time?
Less than 2 months.
Oh, my gosh. Since our last time we were talking on the show together.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes. And I am not starving, and I'm not hungry, and I'm doing fine. I know at some point it's going to slow down, but, you know, at least I have a good way to go. And a lot of people I know have an issue with trying to lose weight. And they do try, and they just try and try and try, and they can't.
Mm-hmm.
And Somebody came to me the other day and said something about injecting cow hormones into their body, and I said, are you out of your freaking mind? Do what?
What would that be about?
What, are you going to move now or what?
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, no, I wouldn't go there. Well, somebody said it was good. I said, no. Putting stuff in your body that doesn't belong there does not work. You know, this is something that's normal and natural. The chromium GTF is something your body creates, and as you age, it doesn't get built. So that I don't mind supplementing, okay? But mm-hmm. but stuffing other stuff in, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, I know that I am working, and maybe just that's part of the reason why my immune system is down, because I was losing. Without trying to, I'm losing maybe a little too much, too fast, but I'm not trying to diet. I'm not trying to lose at this point.
Sometimes colds are just about clearing the past, so here you are. You're clearing all the old that you don't need anymore.
Told me that. Yeah, it's trying to get rid of all that stuff that you have in your head.
You didn't need that anymore.
No, I don't. I don't.
It says you're getting your wish around that, which is great.
Oh, good.
Just have strength in the change. You're coming home to success.
Oh, good.
Especially around home, where you might feel a little bit challenged right now, but it says you're finishing up an old way of being and really studying things in a different way, so that's good.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I had heard that very often a cold or a flu may really be your body cleansing itself
mm-hmm.
of stuff that's no longer needed and necessary in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that it's a wonderful opportunity for people to take this time to take care of themselves and pamper themselves, too. Because we've just had our first snow in Washington, went berserk as it usually does in the snow. It's so sad.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. People drive like their wheels are going to fall off, you know. You can go faster than 10 miles an hour, darling. You know, nothing is going to bad happen, you know.
There you go.
But at any rate, you were going to also let us know again how you got into this. You had someone who's been a mentor for you, I know. Someone.
Yes, I have. Her name is Arlene Tognetti,
mm-hmm.
and she's written 9 books on astrology and the tarot, and she's mm-hmm. in the Northwest area here in the Seattle area. And I would go to her once a year for my birthday and have a chart done and take a look at the year. And finally one year she said, you know, Maureen, you should really think about studying this. Is that a caller coming in?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa Ravenholt.
I'm sorry?
Lisa Ravenholt calling.
Oh, Lisa, how are you?
I'm fine, Maureen.
Fine. Where are you from, Lisa?
Seattle.
Oh, close to home there, young Miss Maureen.
Yeah, very good. Thank you for calling in, Lisa.
Okay, what can we do for you this evening? What is your question, dear?
Well, simply, what does the next couple months hold?
So would that be terms of career or family or?
Career.
Towards your career.
Mm-hmm.
So what's coming up towards your career in the next 2 months, couple of months?
The need to start up a vision.
Excuse me, you're starting a vision, did you say?
Yes. Do I have to be specific?
Yeah, the more specific, the better. But here we go. I'm going to put 3 piles about what's coming up for you in terms of your work.
All right.
Kind of see what you need to see clearly right now around your work. It says you've got the support of a heart-centered man near you.
Mm-hmm.
And it says within 2, you're going to feel this shift. So that could be 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
It says that you have you been busy being a mom? There's children, it says, in the past, have been a part of your life.
Yeah, very much so.
Very much so?
Mm-hmm.
It says coming up is a choice that you're going to make, and you're going to cut away what hasn't been working, and you've got new growth at the top. In your fears, things come into your life fast, and you go, oh, it's kind of fast. I don't know if I can do all that. It says that you're going to step into some work, and oof, it's actually spiritual work. It's actually work that's connected to beauty and light and grace and the body, because it says the star is the final outcome. And you get nervous about it when it happens, but all the helpers are there to kind of help you move forward, and it could also even mean some travel or the possibility of travel around it. And it's going to come in unexpectedly, and you're moving forward. New love, new beginnings, new hope. Does that give you any insight? Do you want to get a little bit more specific with your question?
No, that's great, actually.
Good.
Great.
Well, what's around the question is a heart-centered man and somebody also that could help financially maybe make this vision happen. So we always like that, the numbers and the heart connected.
Mm-hmm. Heart-centered man and somebody else?
Yes, a business person. So this heart-centered man could also have the qualities of a business person, but also a business person could be around this vision or whatever that you have.
Mm-hmm.
To help support it. Oh, my gosh, Lisa, I put these cards back in the deck, and I shuffled them again, and I got the star. So whatever it is that this work is that you're moving toward, it's really connected to spirit and beauty and light and grace.
That's great, Maureen.
And it says that even though you feel some challenges right now, or there's some kind of physical, spiritual, or emotional challenges around it, it says that you're getting advice and giving advice, or getting advice, which is going to help you.
Mm.
I think you're going to get some advice. It's sharing it. Are you nervous about that this work might take you on the road a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it says just be patient with that. Don't worry about it.
Interesting.
Don't worry about that. It doesn't have to be. It says be patient. Maybe you're feeling a little bit... It says that this is this artistic side of you, poetic and dreamy, attached to your imagination, and very artistic.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. No, that's great, Maureen.
Okay. I picked out another card, which is Six of Pentacles. You're figuring things out financially also. Kind of, you know, what would it take for us to do this and this, and, you know, or what would it take for me to be able to do this and this at this time?
Mm-hmm.
And even though you feel like, oh, there's some obstacles around that, I'm not totally free to be able to do that, and it feels emotional, you'll have a decision within two and a choice within two. And it'll be a great choice, and it'll help your family as well and when you make that choice.
Within two?
Yeah, so that could be 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months.
Ah.
I don't think it's 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And it says Knight of Cups and the star again. So there's an offer for you to really work into this place of beauty and light and grace.
Mm, wonderful. That's exactly what I want to hear, Maureen.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. High Priestess, it says that you just need to listen to that gut feeling inside of yourself, and because you're very intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you always listen to that, because it says sometimes you don't prepare to handle adversity. You kind of walk away and poo-poo it. But you know what? The magician is next to you, unleashing your creative energies, because that's going to really bring you happiness with your family and success in what you feel.
Uh-huh. Fabulous.
Are you thinking about helping others somehow in this work who might have challenges, sadness, or sickness or something?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it says that you will. That'll be very, it's really important work. It's almost like it's a calling for you to do this work.
Yep. Yeah, very much so.
Oh, good. Queen of Cups, you really help people either come to that artistic side or express themselves artistically in a way that really would bring, it says financial success as well.
Good. Fabulous. Wow, well, that makes the hair on my arm stand up, so...
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maureen, give them your contact information again. We're coming down to the hour, so
okay.
I will make sure that they have it so they can reach you.
Yes, you know, they can reach me at my email address, which is tarot, spelled T-A-R-O-T. Sun, S-U-N, like one of the cards, Tarot Sun, at Yahoo, that's YAHOO.com. And we can arrange for a reading either over online or by telephone.
Fabulous. I'm glad. Well, if somebody else wants to call in, they'd better do it quickly because we're coming down to the magic hour. And Maureen is good. We'll have her on again sometime, if you don't mind, Maureen.
Oh, I would love that opportunity, Phyllis.
But it'll have to be in the new year. But at any rate, so what are you doing to take care of yourself lately? Some good things, I hope?
Oh, you bet I am. I'm just finishing up. I'm also a full-time professor at the university here.
Right.
We have a liberal arts university, Pacific Lutheran, and I teach dance.
I know.
And I also teach a class called Healing Arts of Mind and Body. And we're just winding up our semester. Tomorrow's our Friday's our last day, and we're going into finals week next week. So I'm looking forward to a break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I like to go to that gym in the mornings, and I love to be in that steam room.
Please, I don't have a steam room.
Oh, it's so nice. That's really the treat that I give myself for nurturing.
That's good.
And
that's
I also
good.
Love oh, that hot tub and massage, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do have a hot tub, so I can do that, but I don't have a steam room. But, well, I'm glad about that, and looks like we're going to have, for the new year, we're going to have some financial concerns, and in the long run, what do we see for the United States?
Well, to be patient, that's just one of the things that we're going to need to be in this next year, is to really be patient around the wishes that we would like, which, of course, is peace in the world.
Right.
And, we're really going to focus on the financial and get advice for our country as well as for our neighborhoods. I mean, people are going to have to try to see things differently around how they use money and how they use gasoline and all those wonderful resources that aren't around us.
Okay.
And I think at times it's going to be a little bit emotional as we move into this election time.
Ah, do you see who might win?
You're asking me for the big prediction.
Democrats or Republicans?
Well, hopefully the ones who can see the light. Let's put it that way. Is that politically correct enough for you?
Oh, go jump off a log. Give us a shot. Are we going to have a Democrat? I think we are. We're going to have a Democratic president.
Well, let's see if we're going to have a female president.
Okay, well, that's a good thought. Are we going to have a female president?
There's a possibility, and there's decisions that will be made, but there's just competition right now, and actually some of it has to do with financial, so we'll see how that all unfolds itself.
Okay.
And how this next year unfolds. But I'm not getting a clear picture about who's...
It may not be decided yet.
Yeah, it's not decided yet. Justice will determine it. So whoever wins will help us to get over the troubled waters, that's for sure.
Well, that would be a good thing. That would be a wonderful thing.
And it'll also cut away about some things that haven't been working in the past.
That could be any number of things that haven't been working in the past, you know.
So that means new leadership, which is great.
Okay. Well, we are going to get a change. My feeling is that we are, at any rate, and it's going to be a very interesting time. And it's an exciting time to be American, and I would like people to go out and vote, for heaven's sakes. I am for voting and making sure that we take care of what we do have in our country that's so precious.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we can only blame ourselves if something goes wrong.
That's right. We got to take responsibility.
Absolutely, and part of that is doing what we're supposed to do. You know, making this democracy run by participating in it.
And we got to unleash our creative energies.
Absolutely.
And
that is creative.
Things aren't going to be quite given as they were before.
Pardon?
Now, things aren't going to be quite as easy as they were before.
So really?
You have to be creative in that. That's the magician.
Really? In what sense?
Well, creative in all levels. I think we're going to have to be creative financially. We're going to have to be creative with our resources.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a judgment about that and a big change in our lives, and we'll be coming home to success because of it. So.
Oh, we're coming home to success? Well, I can applaud that.
Yes.
I can work with that.
We like that.
Oh, I love it. I love success. The word success rings my bell. It makes my chimes go ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Good. Well, you dance, girl. That's good.
Oh, you were telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this. You were going to this lovely lady.
Oh, right.
And she said you were supposed to, or how about you start reading cards yourself?
Yes, and so anyway, Arlene encouraged me, Arlene Tognetti, and encouraged me to continue to study the tarot as a tool. And I did that, and the next thing you know, the gift just started to open and unfold for me. And I'm at a local place here in Tacoma, Washington, once a week in the evenings, and I'm part of an intuitive arts fair network out of the Seattle area.
Oh, I see. That's fabulous.
We do three major fairs a year at the Doubletree Suites near the airport. So we have a big crowd. We do it two times on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, three times a year. We have about 15 to 20 readers that all come together of different healing modalities.
Oh, that's marvelous.
We have
marvelous.
Energy workers as well as...
energy
and astrology.
Too? Okay. Well, it sounds like a very, very wonderful thing. And does somebody organize it? Is it?
And Arlene Tognetti sponsors it as the Melanetti.com website.
Okay. Okay. Well, you might give that out in case somebody's interested.
Yeah, melinetti.com, and that's MELLINETTI.com. And that's the website which kind of tells us about the upcoming fairs and gives us some perspectives about what that moon is doing in the sky and the sun every day. And
cool.
Great. Yeah, that's a fun one.
I know.
How those planets influence us.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, at any rate, any last words or any other thoughts that you want to share with us?
Well, let's just pick out one card for you, Phyllis, for the healing that you're going to do now in the next week and getting better. And it says you're just pushing forward, moving forward through this, and listening to your intuition, which guides you and that voice inside, and helping others to learn about that voice.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful. That's perfect for me. I love it. And I think that we almost have to say goodnight now. It is late. And I am so glad you came on board.
And thank you for that opportunity.
Also. Oh, listen, it's always a lot of fun to talk to you. And I would like to have you on in the new year. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested, she will be back on another time. We can chat and talk and visit and have a lot of fun, because I think Maureen is one of these special people that is such a joy to have with me on the show. And Maureen, I'm going to wish you a very Merry Christmas. I know we'll be in touch before then, but I am wishing you very happy holidays.
Oh, and the same to you.
And we will be back in touch. And in February, beginning of February, I'd love to have you on again.
I'll look forward to that.
Thank you. Well, God bless you all. Good night. This is Phyllis Pricer, the hostess for The Higher Dimensions. Thank you for listening. And next week, if we're lucky, we're going to have Ann Andrews from England and the UFO connection that she has and her son has. All good night, and thank you so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye now.